outside, say something that looks like really an open type thing on
Sallow or such.
With a
No, I'm not familiar with
not
that. Nothing about that, no.
Is there anything in particular you would call a building that you might keep your cows in if you didn't want them to stay outside?
Well, they used to call it a cow shed.
Cow shed?
Just a little building with a cow.
And what about a place that you might keep your horses inside?
Well, as far as I knew, they were kept them in the stable.
Called a stable. Have you ever heard of a place where you might keep your cows for the purpose of milking them?
That always, as I said, would be in the cow shed or the barn.
In the cow.
One of the other.
Kind of a multi-purpose sort of thing.
Place there.
And what would you, have you heard called the place where the hogs were kept?
Oh, hog pen?
Hog pen.
Yeah. Yeah. Kept them more or less penned up. Those old southern terms have been handed down through the generations.
Right.
They still exist. Of course, today they're very seldom used because times have changed. So I wouldn't know wherever I could go in Tiptonville to find a hog today.
Is that right?
That's true.
Wow.
A cow, you want.
My goodness.
And I have a hard time finding a horse.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. What about a farm that's used exclusively for raising cows just for their milk and butter?
Or a dairy farm.
Dairy. Have you ever heard of a place?
No, that's nothing. I don't know how many miles you'd have to go to find one. It'd be 35, 40 miles away from here.
There
something's never been in this area of dairy.
Right. Have you ever heard of older people talk about a place where they might keep their milk and butter, you know, before the days of refrigeration?
Spring house, that's something that's never been here either.
Mm-hmm.
We have no springs like that here. We don't have a hill in this county.
Mm-hmm.
It's all flat, level, delta country. We never had spring houses, nothing like that here.
Have you ever heard of people luring their milk and butter into a well?
A well, yeah, I heard of that. Now, that's the old type ways that they had years ago for preservation of milks, butters, cooling, and so forth.
Right.
They lowered it into the well.
But you've never heard any place like that was used for that purpose? You've never heard that called a dairy?
No, we've never, this country, this county here never had a dairy. We never had one. The only cows, dairy cattle in this area be for just individual use.
That's it. Do you have any idea what you would call a place around a barn, say an open place where the cows and
lot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the place on the farm where the cows would graze?
That'd be a pasture.
Is your idea of a pasture one that's fenced in or not?
Yes. It'd be fenced in. Maybe one contain more area than the other, but it would eventually be fenced in.
Was much cotton never raised around here?
Oh, yes.
It's still being
cotton, raised? Cotton area. Now, no, not as much today as it was 30 years ago. Due to changes in climate, price, and other products being more easily raised and more cheaply raised and so forth than cotton. But this is a cotton country due to it being delta soil, which formed the Mississippi River and so forth. And the soil is not ideal for cotton. Yet again, we haven't had the soil problem, we've had the climate problems. And that's what's held us up on cotton the past